The following is a presentation of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Get ready for it. 2024 is a big election year. You're going to be bombarded with ads from candidates making promises and criticizing their opponents. Regardless of who wins or loses in November, one thing is certain, time will keep marching on. Perhaps the question to think about right now is this: what will you do with your time in 2024 and the time beyond?
Do you number your days? Do you realize how important every single day is?
Happy New Year's, and welcome to the Billy Graham Radio Special, Wisdom for the New Year. I'm Jim Kirkland. You're going to hear Billy Graham teach from the Bible about the importance of living every day for Jesus Christ.
God has a plan for your life. And you can finish it with God's help. And He'll give you a joy and a peace that you never dreamed existed if you put your confidence in Him.
Along with this timeless message from Billy Graham, you'll also hear about some of the ways God has used the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in this past year and plans for 2024.
What a privilege it is to go to all these different places in the world and proclaim the greatest message ever given to mankind.
That's Will Graham. You'll hear more from him and his dad, Franklin Graham, in just a few moments. If at any point while you're listening to this program, if you'd like to know more about having a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if there's something on your heart that you would like to pray with someone about, then we've got a phone number for you. It's 855-255-PRAY. That's the Billy Graham prayer line. It's available 24 hours a day. And the number once again is 855-255-PRAY, 855-255-7729. Now, if you'd rather go online, we'll meet you there too at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. Right now, let's listen to Billy Graham's message, The Brevity of Time. He shared it during his 1991 outreach in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Now tonight, I want you to turn with me to the 90th Psalm, the 90th Psalm, the 10th verse of the 90th Psalm. The days of our years are 70. That's 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, that's 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Do you number your days? Do you realize how important every single day is? Think of it. God has said that if you live to be 70, you may live to be 80. And then the scripture says, if you live to be 80, you're likely to have a lot of labor and sorrow and troubles and difficulties. Now, my father drove a horse and buggy, and we're trying to run today a space age on a horse and buggy moral and spiritual condition. Time is collapsing on us. How much longer do we have? The psalmist requested that the Lord remember how short my time is. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age as nothing to thee. 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past and as a watch. A watch is 4 hours in the night. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth and the inhabitants thereof look to God like grasshoppers. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, the scripture says. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Think of it. God will endure forever. But on this earth, we're like a shadow that's declining. We're all dying. From the moment you were born, you've started dying. Because we're all heading toward death. Every one of us under the sentence of death. There won't be anybody in this audience alive, I'd say 90 years from tonight. Nobody. We'll all be gone. And what are you going to do with those years? Each human being has exactly the same number of hours and minutes every day. Do you know how many minutes there are in a day? 1,440. Do you know how many hours there are in a week? 168. Now, if you live to be 70, your first 15 is childhood or adolescent. You spend 20 years in bed. The last 5 years are physical limitations and you're curtailing your activities. That means you only have 30 years left for everything else. 30 years to live. And part of that time has to be spent eating and working and figuring up your income tax. The scripture asks this question, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The oldest of us won't live long. Our time is already in God's hands. God has a day already set for your being taken from this world. It may be in an accident. It may be a cancer. It may be a heart attack. Whatever it is, it's already set. And the scripture says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. You will stand before the great judgment of God to give an account of how you spent this life and what you did about Jesus Christ, because God gave His Son to die for your sins. Because you see, we're all sinners. We all have the same disease. God looks at your heart, and God sees that you have a spiritual heart disease, and that spiritual heart disease is called sin. And we're all sinners. That means we've broken the laws of God. We've disobeyed God. We've rebelled against God. And because we've rebelled against Him, and we're going to have to face a judgment. And He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. It's interesting to me that rich people cannot buy more hours. Scientists cannot invent new minutes. You cannot even save time to spend it on another day. You've got a little time today. You say, well, I'd like to save it up for tomorrow. You can't do that. There's an urgency to time. The Bible says, redeem the time because the days are evil. The days are very evil. We look at our newspapers and we cannot believe all the murders and the rapes and the racial problems, all these things all over the world. And the followers of evil seem to be so numerous. The scripture says that we're to redeem the time. It's a phrase out of the business world. It means to buy the time. I heard about people who tithe their time. We're supposed to tithe our money. 10% of our money belongs to God if you're a Christian. But we can also tithe your time. Take 10% of your time and say, Lord, this is yours for Bible study, for prayer. You say, we spend too much time on freeways going back and forth and interstates and stuck in traffic. You know, we've invented all of these modern things to save time, and we have less time than ever before. We have a lot less time now than my father and mother had in the horse and buggy days. And yet we have fast automobiles and fast airplanes, and we're running from place to place like mad people. And most of us don't know what we're going to do when we get there. You have so much time, but for what? You have time to serve Christ. You have time to live according to His will. You have time to obey Him. Have you done like the psalmist said in 31:15 and put yourself at God's disposal when He said, my times are in your hands? Have you committed your whole life to Christ? Has that ever happened to you? Oh, you say, yes, I've been baptized. I've been confirmed. I go once in a while to church. I think about God once in a while. But have you really committed to it? Are you totally committed to Him? And are you sure if you died at this moment, you'd go to heaven? Are you certain your sins are forgiven? That's why Christ came and died on the cross and shed His blood. And God raised Him from the dead.
You can begin 2024 knowing that your sins are forgiven and that you'll go to heaven whenever your time here on earth comes to an end. If you'd like to make the decision to surrender your life to Jesus Christ right now, then give us a call. We're here. Or you can visit us online. We're there as well. The phone number for our prayer line is 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-7729. Someone is waiting, ready to pray with you now or anytime, 24 hours a day. You can also visit us online at findpeacewithgod.net. And if you're already a follower of Christ, that website also has resources that can help you grow deeper in your faith. That address again is findpeacewithgod.net. And the number for our 24-hour prayer line is 855-255-PRAY, 855-255-7729. By the way, our prayer line recently received its 2 millionth call. The prayer line is one of many ways that God was at work through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to minister to people in 2023. Many of those who called the prayer line did so after seeing or hearing a TV or radio spot like this one from Franklin Graham.
I had a veteran one time tell me, if there's such a thing as a bucket of hope, my bucket's getting pretty empty.
Franklin Graham.
Maybe you feel the same way when you look at the wars in the world, the political chaos, you just ask yourself, what hope do we have? Well, we've got a lot of hope if we put our faith and trust in God. You see, God loves you. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to this earth to take our sins. He died and shed His blood on a cross for our sins, and God raised Him to life. If you're willing to trust Him right now, God will forgive you.
That invitation was one that Franklin shared with people all around the world this past year, beginning with evangelistic outreaches in Mexico and Vietnam. Then the God Loves You Tidewater Tour made stops in Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina last spring. Later in the year, Franklin brought the message of Jesus to tens of thousands of people in the United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy. The message of Christ was also shared with people online. In fact, in seven languages. More than 9 million people visited the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's internet evangelism websites. More than 128,000 of those people made either a first-time decision to follow Jesus Christ or rededicate their lives to Him. Later in this program, we'll tell you about other ways God used the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in 2023, as well as some plans for 2024. You're listening to the Billy Graham radio special, Wisdom for the New Year. Let's return now to Billy Graham's message, The Brevity of Time.
There's an urgency to time. And then there's the tyranny of time. It controls us and we become frustrated running from one thing to another because we don't feel that we have enough time to get everything done that needs to be done. Jesus said, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The night is going to come to you and you won't have an opportunity to serve God. Serve Him while you can. Serve Him now. Put Him first in your life. Yet at the end of His life, He said, I've finished the work that you gave me to do. God has a plan for your life. And you can finish it. With God's help, and He'll give you a joy and a peace that you never dreamed existed if you put your confidence in Him. Oh yes, when Jesus left the earth, there were people that needed to be healed and lives that needed to be touched, but Jesus said He had finished the work that had been assigned to Him by the Father. Time can be our tool, but we can also be its slave. Even so, time is amazingly fair and forgiving. No matter how much time you've wasted in the past, you can still have tomorrow. Adlai Stevenson once said, it's not the days of your life, but the life in your days that count. You have to buy it. What is the price you have to pay? The price is that you have no time for certain things. We shouldn't drift along haphazardly, doing all the pleasures and all the drinking and all the other things that are wrong. God wants us to love others The main thing that he wants us to do is to love your neighbor and love people of another race. The one thing that distinguishes a believer from others is love that dominates your life. Your life should be carefully planned. Then there's the termination of time. Brethren, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, time is short. In Revelation, it tells us that time shall be no more. Jesus and his disciples spent the 94 verses of Matthew 24 to the end of the chapter 25 talking about the end of the age. As we approach the end of the age, we read in Revelation 12 that the devil will be frantically active because he knows that his days are numbered. Yes, there is a devil, there is a Satan, and they're real demons. And they're going to battle for your soul tonight because Satan does not want to give you up. He'll battle to keep you in his kingdom because there are two kingdoms. There's the devil's kingdom and there's God's kingdom. And you have the right to make a choice which one you want to be in. Of course, we don't know when the time of Jesus' coming is going to be. In Mark 13, we are told heaven and earth shall pass away, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, so take heed, watch and pray, for you know not what your time is. We don't know when God is going to come for us. We don't know when the shadow of death is going to cross across us and we face the judgment. In Romans 13, the apostle says, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The Bible several times uses the phrase, the time is at hand. Jesus told us to discern the signs of the times. One of the signs is that iniquity shall abound. Pick up your newspapers and watch your newscast. Iniquity is abounding everywhere. Is your name written on the book of life? Because the scripture says if your name is not on the Lamb's book of life, you'll never enter heaven. Your name right now is on what is called in the Bible the books. And under your name are all the sins that you ever committed, all the things that you've ever thought that are wrong, all of your intents that are wrong. It's all there. Record it, and we'll face you at the judgment. But when you come to Christ and present yourself wholly and completely to Him as Savior and Lord, He blots out everything in those books and writes your name in another book, the book of life, the Lamb's book. Is your name written there? If my name was not written there and I didn't know it, I wouldn't leave this building tonight until I was sure. Because there may never be another moment like this in your life. This is your hour with God. And then the brevity of time calls for immediate action. The fact that time is short calls for us to do something about it now, because the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, now is the accepted time, not tomorrow, today. Things you ought to do, do it now. Money you ought to give, give it now. People you ought to witness to, witness now. Every time the clock ticks, it seems to say now. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. You can harden your heart. You hear a message like this and it can be very dangerous because you'll harden your heart. And the next time you hear the gospel, your heart will be harder and harder and harder. Come to Christ now. If there's even a whisper in your heart that you need to come, you come. Then there's the warning of time. It will someday be too late for your soul. Time is too short for indecision and vacillation. Don't halt between two opinions. Fools say there's plenty of time. The devil says there's plenty of time. Every morning you have 86,400 seconds to spend and to invest. Each day the bank named time opens a new account with you. There may be no tomorrow. Come now. The scripture says, seeing then that all these things shall come to pass, what manner of persons ought you to be? When I tell you, you need to come and make your commitment to Christ with these hundreds and thousands that have already come in this crusade, the devil will say, wait, another time, another place. This is not the time. This is the time. The very fact you are here indicates it's the time. By some strange coincidence or providence, God has brought you here tonight. And before you came, you thought you were all right with God, but now you're not sure. And you want to make sure. You want to be certain. Yes, the devil always says, yes, do it, but some other time and some other place. God says, here and now. There's a man from this area. His family had been urging him to stay here because he didn't believe. And he made a point of telling people that he didn't believe in Christ. He wasn't a believer. But he would not stay here, and he wouldn't come. And he didn't want to accept the claims of Christ. Instead, he went to the Bahama Islands. And in the early morning, this morning, he died of a heart attack. For him, it is now too late. His decision is made. What about your decision? Is it going to be yes or no to the claims of Christ? Christ died for you. He rose again. And then what do you have to do? You have to first repent of your sins. That means that you say, Lord, I am a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm willing to change my way of life. I want to follow you and serve you. And I surrender my life to you tonight. Or I rededicate my life to you tonight. I need you, Lord. And I want to make my commitment on this night.
You'll probably be hearing Happy New Year a lot over the next few days. But your new year can be more happy. It can be joyous if you do what Billy Graham just said and ask Jesus to forgive your sins. That's the first step in beginning a relationship with Jesus Christ. We are here to help you with that. Call us at 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-7729. Or discover more online. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That is findpeacewithgod.net. You're listening to the Billy Graham radio special, Wisdom for the New Year. Earlier in the program, you heard about some of the ways God used the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to minister to people in 2023. Things like the Billy Graham Prayer Line and Franklin Graham's evangelistic outreaches. Franklin's son, Will Graham, held similar events around the globe and here in our own country, sharing the hope of Jesus Christ with tens of thousands of people from Moldova to Brazil to Canada to Idaho.
I've had a lot of people say, why not just stay in America? That's a very logical question. We got lots of problems in America, right? But when you look at all the things that are going on in the world, man, there's problems all around. The scripture says that we're to go to the uttermost parts of the world. There is a lot of places in this world that people will never go see, never go visit, and I have a privilege of going there to proclaim the greatest news ever told.
Speaking of places where people don't go, chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team went to the front lines of tragedies and disasters this past year. Josh Holland is the international director of the Rapid Response Team. He says chaplains provided emotional and spiritual support to people in more than 60 locations around the world. Chaplains prayed with more than 42,000 people, and more than 1,300 people made the decision to follow Jesus.
We've certainly seen the Lord at work this year. In the midst of crisis and devastation, God has used our BGA, Rapid Response Team chaplains, to share His love and comfort to those who are hurting. From the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, to the devastating wildfires in Maui, Hawaii, to the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, Our chaplains responded at a moment's notice. While our hearts break over the tragedies that have happened, we've watched God move as people are desperately searching for hope. We know that the only answer for that hope and true peace a person can find is in Jesus.
That message of hope and true peace will continue to be shared by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association with people around the world in this coming year. And we'll use internet, print, audio, video, and live events. Franklin Graham will be taking the God Loves You Frontera Tour across Arizona, Texas, and California. And he'll also be sharing the message of Christ in Mexico and Poland. We have a favor to ask. Would you please pray for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association? It's the most important thing you could do for us. Pray for the ongoing work to share the hope of Jesus Christ with people who don't know him yet. You can keep up to date with all that the ministry is doing by following us on Facebook. Just search for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The message you heard on this Billy Graham radio special, Brevity of Time, is available for free on demand online. In fact, so are hundreds of other messages. Just go to billygrahamradio.org and look for the Billy Graham Audio Archives. That's billygrahamradio.org. I'm Jim Kirkland. Happy New Year, and thank you for joining us for Wisdom for the New Year. This Billy Graham radio special is a production of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.